Hi, everyone, and welcome to One Question with Pastor Adam. And I'm Adam, and I am pastor to believers and doubters, to unfaithful Christians and to faithful atheists. And friends, Jesus was not afraid of questions, and neither are we. So each week on this podcast, which we are going live here in this second season, each week we're going to explore one question that you have sent me over Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And we are doing this live so that you can put your comments and questions in the chat section. And today we're going to have a special guest, I think, because I am just so excited. I needed to talk with someone about this. Judy is here. Hi, Judy. Good to see you. I wanted to talk about Pope Francis and some more about Pope Francis and how Pope Francis came out in support of civil unions yesterday. This is still big news, and I want to talk about it some more, in part, because I got an Instagram message this last week on the Clackamas United Church of Christ Instagram page. And I'm not going to say this person's name. It was a private message, but this person says this. This person is a lesbian, and we had an exchange about why we are open and affirming. And this person says that her biggest fear, because I have been to churches before that say they accept homosexuality, but still believe that gay people go to hell and that it's a sin. And this is the question. I got this question before Pope Francis came out, and I wanted to talk with you about it. And it just so happens that Pope Francis came out in support of civil unions at this time. And I wanted to bring Amira on as our special guest. And I'm trying to bring Amira on. Amira, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm not sure if your video is working. So if you could, you know, put it down to 360 or whatever it was, it might bring you up, or you may need to refresh. Amira, while we're figuring this out, is our minister. There we go. Yes. Amira is our Minister of Justice and Witness at Clackamas United Church of Christ. And I was just texting Amira, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to talk about this, and I want you to come on. Because Amira has been coming to the church for about 2 years now, and just came on as our Minister of Justice and Witness. And obviously, this is a big justice issue that Pope Francis came out in support of civil unions. So I wanted to just kind of bring Amira on. I mean, we're both like just smiling.
You know why I'm smiling though?
No.
Because of your smile and your enthusiasm. And I'm thinking of last night while I was doing my graveyard shift, I watched your video yesterday, and it just, I was beaming the entire time because of your energy and your enthusiasm. As a member of the LGBTQ community, it is so important. This church is so important. You are so important. The congregation that takes us and wraps your arms around us, the entire thing is beautiful, and it's a beautiful thing. And I love the Pope anyways. I've always loved him. He just seems like an amazing human, but this is just.
Right? Yes. I'm wearing a gray shirt. People listening to the podcast won't be able to tell. Gray is not my color, but my wife got me this shirt, and it's got Jesus. You can see Jesus, but it says, I never said that. So I wanted to wear this shirt today because I'm a big fan of shirts that have a message, as you know. And this shirt, Abby, who also goes to our church, got me a mug that says that's got Jesus on it, and I never said it. Jesus has not. Jesus doesn't say anything about our LGBTQ siblings. Nothing. And some folks are like, well, he may have said something. He didn't say anything. All he says is love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yeah. And the really sad part about that is so many people from the LGBTQ plus community have been told that Jesus said this, and it's completely crushed a lot of our spirits and thinking that we're not lovable and good enough. Man.
It's awful. Now, one of the things that I have discovered is that before Pope Francis became the Pope, this is awesome, Amira, this is so cool. He came out in support of civil unions in 2000. It's no secret. He wasn't like trying to hide his support of civil unions, right? So the Catholic Church, this is so fascinating to me, elected him as Pope with this out in the open. Like, they must have known that he was supportive of civil unions before they had him be the Pope, which tells me this, Amira. I don't like to put it in these terms, but words are failing me at the moment because I'm so excited. Amira, guess what?
What?
We're winning.
Yay! There's hope. Yes.
And that, putting it in terms of winning and losing, is not what I typically like to do. But here's one of the things in this conversation, as I'm so excited and gleeful about this, is I have a good friend named James Allison. He's a gay Catholic priest. And one of the things that he says is that as we're winning in this and being open and affirming, you don't have to rub it in the other people's nose. Like, how can we help others save face and not, how can we be excited about this and let others save face, right?
It doesn't seem like you can right now.
I know. So sorry. It's not very Christian of me, but this is like a huge, huge step. And one of the things that a lot of Christians and non-Christians who are talking about this are saying is that Pope Francis wanted to do this in order for the church to remain relevant.
Mm.
And I want to say no. I want to say no as a Christian pastor. Because the reason that Pope Francis did this was not to remain relevant. But the reason that he did this was because this is the natural outcome of Christianity. This is the natural outcome of Christian theology. Because what Jesus does is he continues to open the doors to more and more people, especially to people who have been marginalized or excluded by religion.
Amazing.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And that's just what Pope Francis is doing. So one of my favorite stories is from the book of Acts, and it's Acts chapter 10. And I encourage everyone to go check it out because it is part of this massive opening of the door to everyone. In the early church, we often think of the early church after Jesus died and resurrected as being like one community. Like, it's the early Christian church, but in reality, it was early Christian churches. And there were multiple forms of Christianity. And there was one Christian early church that said, we need to stay in our identity. And what that meant was don't include Gentiles. Don't include people who are outside of the law, right? And then you had other people like Peter, who was a follower of Jesus, who said, no, 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 no. And Paul, too. They said, no, 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 no. We have to open the door to everyone. Like, after Jesus, everyone is invited to the party. And so this was the big conflict in the early church. And Acts chapter 10 tells this story of Peter, who has this vision of that where God sends down a sheet and there are all of these unclean animals according to the law, all of these animals are unclean. And God says to Peter, kill and eat. And Peter says, no, the law says I can't do that. So I'm not going to do that. So Peter is a good law follower, right? And God says this, Peter, what I have made clean, don't call unclean. So Peter is having this transformation. Like the law may say something, but Peter is having his eyes open to the fact that everything that God makes is clean, no matter what your religion might say. Everything that God makes is loved by God, because God is love. Everything that God makes is included into the realm of God's love. And so Peter, when he wakes up from this vision, begins to see that this isn't about animals. This is about humans. So then Peter immediately goes to this Gentile, and Gentiles were excluded from full participation in the community. And Jesus goes to this Gentile and says, God loves you as a Gentile. You don't have to give up your Gentile identity in order to be part of this group, and includes him into the people of God right there.
Yeah.
So this is like Christian theology is always expanding beyond what we thought were the margins, what we thought were those people who were cut off are always being included.
Mm-hmm. Amen for that.
So what Pope Francis did, and it's civil unions, right? It's not marriage. So there are more steps to make, but this is a huge step in the right direction. And it's because of Christianity and his Christian faith and Christian theology that he opened the door.
Wouldn't it be cool if we can get an interview with him? Come to our church.
That would be so fantastic. Yeah. So that was my understanding of what the Pope was doing. And there have been all kinds of like people making, you know, pros and cons about it and stuff. Rebecca says, when people have suffered for so long due to oppression, I think it's fair to hear the song, "We Are the Champions," playing in our heads in a thankful response.
I love that song.
It's such a good song.
It is such a good song.
Francis says he has a loving heart. Yes, amen. And Julia loves your idea of inviting the Pope on.
You never know. How do we reach out?
Right? I have a few Catholic friends, so I'll see what we can do.
Try.
It's good stuff. So anyway, Amira, I just wanted to share this moment with you. And what are your thoughts about all of this? Is it still sinking in?
Am I still what?
Is it still sinking in?
Yeah. And also too, if I think about it too deep, I'll just start blubbering, crying, and I don't want to do that right now. I'm happy. I think it's about time. I think that churches like ours should be the new normal. And I'm just overjoyed and thankful for your excitement. It makes it so, it just makes it all that much better, because not a lot of people, even in my personal life, would even think twice about this. It's not even a thing. And to have people that are like, oh my God, look at this. It's
so great. I think I said in the video that that you mentioned that one of the things that's so important about this for me is that the Catholic Church is like the biggest Christian body, right? Mm-hmm. And so you have the leader of the biggest Christian body saying civil unions, God loves you.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Saying our gay and lesbian siblings are part of the family. They are our siblings and they are children of God. And we got to find a way to support one another, to support them who've been so marginalized by the church for so long. And, you know, there are so many loud Christians who say the exact opposite of what the Pope did yesterday. And so to have the Pope is probably the most important Christian figure in the world. Mm-hmm. So to have him say this is just a huge step in the right direction, not just for the Catholic Church, but for Christianity in general.
Yeah. Yeah. We really have to get out of the mind frame of making people think that they're not loved by God. It's like, it's very, very abusive and horrible, horrible, horrible to do that to people. I still have residual issues from it, even though I'm 42 and in a loving church home now and have been for years, even prior to this church, it's still traumatizing. So
I would rather be an atheist than have a God who tells people that they're not loved. I would choose atheism. But fortunately we have Jesus.
Right? But that's powerful though.
We have God who goes to Abraham in the book of Genesis and starts this whole project and says to Abraham, I have blessed you so that you will be a blessing to all of the families of the earth. No exceptions. So that includes the gay families, the lesbian families, the transgender families, and everybody within those families. It's like, this is the project, and Jews live the project out. Christians live the project out. Muslims are trying to live the project out too. So this is just this, and atheists are living it out, and agnostics sometimes much better than Christians are. That's because in my Christian understanding, the spirit cannot be contained within a church, within a Christian body. It is just expansive and goes where it will. And it's the spirit, God's spirit is the spirit of inclusion. And so if atheists are living that out, I say they might say something different, but I would say, thank God. Thank God for that. Right.
That's right.
Jenny says, seeing your joy over it is as important as what the Pope said. We have had such a battle feeling hope over these things because it's always a threat to have them ripped away. But your joy is infectious, helps us hang on to that hope. Part of my joy is like, we've just been needing some good news the last, I'll just say it, 4 years, whatever.
I thought you were saying the last 6 months or something.
Like, yeah, no, the last 4 years, whatever. And Pope Francis, he's been on the, he's been leading on climate change. Pope Francis has been leading on criticizing certain political leaders in the United States for separating immigrant children from their parents. He's been on the leading edge of a lot of these things. And thank God for Pope Francis, who continues to be awesome. So pray for him. Pray that he lives a really long life. Let's do that.
Don't forget to pray for Adam.
Oh, goodness. Okay. All right. Thank you, Amira, for joining this episode. One Question with Pastor Adam. And thank you, everybody, for watching. And you can check out all the episodes, even season one of One Question with Pastor Adam, on iTunes. And we've moved to being live for season two here on the Raven Foundation page and on the Clackamas United Church of Christ Facebook pages. So if you have questions or comments that you would like to discuss, go ahead and put those in the comment section or send me a message over Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and we will bring them in. So thank you, everyone. And until next week, grace and peace be with you.